Sports Radio.
Rolling into the final hour of the program, coming to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. 1-800-636-8686 is the number to call. Just one more guest along the way in 40 minutes. We'll take you across NBA free agency. Remember, it can't start officially, but there's plenty of chatter and tampering already going on. When we say hello to Steve Kyler from BasketballInsiders.com. Going to start this final hour of the program talking much more NBA coming up in 25 minutes. What are reasonable expectations for Tiger Woods with the U.S. Open? Round one teeing off tomorrow. In case you weren't with us in the first hour of the program, had a very good preview of the U.S. Open when we chatted with Robert Lucetich, the renowned golf writer, author of the book about Tiger Woods, Unplayable. Hour number two of the show featured good baseball conversation with Scott Miller from Bleach Report. So, if you want to get in right now, 1-800-636-8686, here's your gauntlet. Adam Hawk off today. Does not want to work, apparently, what I fill in. Keith Arnold is handling your phone calls. Keith's tough. Tougher than me. You get past Keith, he'll write down your name on a big card because I can't read anymore, and I'm not getting glasses, and we will get to your phone calls, perhaps. No promises. B.W. Weber, Weber with two B's, is always your best avenue on Twitter. Emails room@haveatake.com. Now, I have a well-crafted 13-minute monologue I rehearsed in the car driving here today. But in lieu of that, I'm going to take a shot. I am blowing up the format. Who says Weber's not filled with chaos? I'm inside that box of chaos, and I'm jumping out right now. 1-800-636-8686. Dare I say, Parody Larry. You're in the jungle. Lawrence, how are you?
Hey, Brian, how you doing today? Filling in for Romy. Hey, listen, is it okay if I talk soccer?
Oh, sure, yeah.
All right, well, you know, I like soccer a lot. You know, the ball is the most beautiful ball in sports. The net's, like, so big. It's, like, 8 yards long. They should have the goalies have, like, a butterfly net to get the corners they can't do. And, by the way, LeBron is – I know where he's going, by the way. He's going to the – Premier League because he flops so much. He's going to join the Liverpool Beatles and probably win a title if he just stops whining. And, you know, the best thing I like about soccer, Brian, is the riots. It's nothing like watching 100,000 people get pushed up against a 2-foot fence. Other than that, you take a penalty kick to win the world championship. I got one thing to say about soccer.
Did Larry preemptively run himself? Can I get the ruling from the judges? It was tight. And by the way, if you're Parody Larry, where's the song? Now, bad job by me. When Larry asked me how I was doing, I actually answered. Like, I care. I was enthralled with that conversation. Larry, if you're going to build me up, you got to deliver the song. Maybe tomorrow, the Sklars will be lucky enough to get the wonderful musical stylings of the one and only Parody Larry. 1-800-636-8686. And yes, at this point, I'm not letting go of this microphone even after the show. I am grabbing it like Excalibur, trying to remove it from the stone. And yeah, I am Indiana Jones, another contemporary reference. Throw me the whip. I'll toss you the idol. It's because it's filled with lava. And I'm doing my best to contain these scorching hot takes. Here's another email. That's long, so let me condense it from JT in Corvallis. A reminder, email box is filling up. RomanHaveAtake.com. As a lifetime Laker hater, really hope the Lakers land LeBron. I've never heard so much about a terrible team as I have these last few years with the Lakers. At least LeBron would actually be worth the airtime they get. I'll give you a thought on LeBron in a couple minutes, but we should acknowledge the reigning world champs, right? Because LeBron is going to dominate the conversation every step of the way moving forward. So it was a wild scene yesterday once more for the second consecutive year, third time in the span of 4 years in Northern California, Oakland to be proper. That's where Golden State plays. When I was a kid growing up in the suburbs of New York City, I had no idea where Golden State was. And here's your 10-second history lesson. The Warriors used to play not only in San Francisco, they'd play in East Bay. They play in Fresno as well. So they barnstormed their way throughout the state of California. Oakland is home for now, heading back to San Francisco to play inside a glittering new arena in a couple years. But the question is, when they get there in a few years, how many more championships will the Warriors have won? Because if you're just thinking about what we've seen, and yeah, they deserved a strut yesterday. And Swaggy P channeled his inner J.R. Smith going shirtless. And Durant had a good time. And Draymond Green's always going to troll LeBron James every opportunity he gets. Unless this team gets hurt, unless you think Steph Curry's reoccurrence of the ankle issue that plagued him all the way back to that dynamic run at Davidson in the NCAA tournament is foreshadowing his future, and even if that's the case, they still have Durant. They're going to be just fine. Remember, Steph was sidelined for a good chunk of time, and the Warriors look pretty good in the postseason to me, and you factor in the knee injury that sidelined him for a while. What's going to slow down the Warriors? How many more parades are they going to have? Because if you just think about the key components, they have four All-Stars in their starting five. Steph Curry's the oldest. He's 30. This is a young team that was not nearly as deep as they've been in the past. Still, did it impact them at all? They didn't care about being the top seed in the regular season. They played sloppily, I thought, throughout the postseason. They gave Houston a myriad of opportunities. They handed virtually game one to LeBron in the NBA Finals, and LeBron was betrayed by the officials on that block charge call, by George Hill's inability to make the free throw, and J.R. Smith losing his mind once more. So unless you think there's the unforeseen Steph Curry injury on the horizon, and how do we factor that into our analysis, what's going to change? Because the Warriors have fundamentally changed the way basketball is played, and they took advantage of the shift in paradigm, if you will, the rule change that the league wanted to get away from the clutching and grabbing, to use the hockey terminology. The game was bogged down too much, even with the greatness of Michael Jordan in the 90s and spilling into the early 2000s. Too much physical defense, too much hand-checking. So this is what the NBA wanted, and credit the Warriors for drafting well. How many teams passed on Draymond Green when he was a second-round pick coming out of Michigan State? Raise your hand. I can see you through the radio. It's new technology. Did you think Klay Thompson would be that good on his way to the NBA? Steph Curry, I can probably find a hot take from a weekend show I was doing years ago in which I called him brittle. He's too small. He can't guard anybody. Another reason why I'm the fill-in pip in the box. So I don't think the Warriors are going to have any self-inflicted issues. Durant took less last summer so they could keep Andre Iguodala. Maybe he wants the max now, or maybe he's going to wait for it next summer. The guy has hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm not freaking out that Draymond Green doesn't want to talk about the contract extension now because he's being a shrewd businessman. Wait until next summer. Get every dollar you can. So long as that core four, to use the Yankee parlance, is around, I don't know what stops them. And when we're joined by Steve Kyler coming up at 40 past the hour, we'll compare and contrast, as challenging as it is, given different eras and different rules, how does this dynastic run that is far from done for the Warriors compare to what Jordan and the Bulls did when they won 6 and 8 years and probably would have won 8 straight if Jordan hadn't decided to ride the buses in minor league baseball. LeBron thoughts on the way, but when I'm told I have a 13-year-old listener hanging in there, I got to go back to the phone lines because that was me years ago. Here's Hogan. Hey, Hogan, you're in the jungle. What's going on?
Nothing.
Good start. What do you want to talk about?
LeBron leaving Cleveland.
Okay. What do you think is going to happen?
I think he's going to go to Boston, Houston, or what's their name? The Warriors.
Okay, so you really think he's going to the Warriors, Hogan?
Yeah.
And why do you think that would make any sense?
Because I did say Boston. Boston needs some more good players, too.
Outstanding. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time to give me a call. Have a great day.
You too.
That's Hogan. Keith Arnold, do you have a microphone over there? I know you're mailing it in as the fill-in producer. Do you want me to look like an even bigger a-hole than I am? Now I got to be mean to a 13-year-old kid who has nothing to say?
That was brutal.
Walk me through the thought process there. I know I'm saying I'd like phone calls. Isn't there the implicit hook that I'd like a quality phone call?
That might be too much to ask for.
Okay, thank you.
He was better than Perry Larry.
Are we going to make it through the rest of the hour? I'm going to bet on myself and say probably not too many calls. Thank you, Keith. Wonderful job. And yes, good thing I don't have my own kids. It's going to be another lonely Father's Day unless I get that mystery call on Sunday. Hey, Hogan, good job. I appreciate you calling. And that's what I did when I was 13. I called Marv Albert's talk show in New York City, and it got me this career. Hogan, be smart. Listen to your parents. Every time I say Hogan, I'm thinking Bob Crane. I want to do a Hogan's Hero reference, another contemporary illusion. Do not go into sports talk radio. Start your own podcast on your phone and go out and get a real career. All right, coming up in 25 minutes, we're going to take you around NBA free agency. That means more LeBron talk, whether you want it or not. Hogan actually sharing some of the thoughts out there. LeBron could be interested to going or could be interested in going to Boston with all their young talent, obviously. That means Kyrie Irving's got to leave first. But by now, a consensus has developed. Unless you think he's staying in Cleveland, it's all about the Lakers. I think the Sixers would be fascinating. Just as a basketball fan, I'd love to see LeBron go up and down the floor with Ben Simmons, who's represented by LeBron's agency, and Joel Embiid. And what about Houston? Could he actually coexist with James Harden? Forget about Chris Paul. They're friends. Paul will do whatever it takes to make sure LeBron is happy. But Harden loves the basketball in his hand, and I just wonder would he be willing to take a backward step, although he could use the help in the postseason, because for the second consecutive year, Harden, who's going to be the regular season MVP, completely disappeared come playoff time.
Boston needs some more good players.
Could be the huge call of the day, which we'll reveal in a matter of 35 minutes. Coming up, we'll hit the links. U.S. Open starts tomorrow on Long Island at Fabled Shinnecock. What are reasonable expectations for Tiger Woods? That's straight ahead. Getting maximum performance out of anything depends on what you put into it. If you want to achieve maximum performance at work, you put in the extra effort. When you want maximum performance from your kids, just like Hogan, you put in the time and the tools. And when you want maximum performance from your vehicle, you put in Castrol Edge. The titanium strong motor oil. Modern engines are smaller, more powerful, and operate at higher pressures than ever. The pressure in the engine is as much as five cars resting on a high heel. Higher engine pressures cause significant stress on the oil, so the oil needs to be strong and stay strong. Castrol Edge is formulated with fluid titanium technology and helps to reduce friction and maximize engine performance. Castrol Edge is three times stronger than the leading full synthetic and gets viscosity breakdown as tested in the Kurt or Bond test in the 5W30 grade. Put it into your vehicle right now. It's Brian Weber for Jim Rome on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Brian Weber back with you in for Jim Rome on CBS Sports Radio. 1-800-636-8686 is our phone number. Emails have been surprisingly good. That's rome@haveatake.com. You want to hit me up on Twitter, it's BW Weber. Still looking for our huge tweet. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Coming up in less than 20 minutes, because I had to give you an abridged sizzling hot take about the future of LeBron James. Like it or not, the summer of LeBron is upon us. We'll check in with a guy who really knows his stuff. Steve Kuyler from BasketballInsiders.com. I've been doing my best to remind you of something that you should have already taken care of. Let's get Jim Rome into the National Radio Hall of Fame. Who is more deserving than Romy? How can you have a Hall of Fame without Jim in it? Really simple to get it done. Text the number 800-800-96-0000. So 800 to 96,000, or head over to radiovote.com. You can vote through June 18th. That's Monday. You can vote twice. And then, in addition to Jim getting further recognition he deserves, we all enjoy what's going to emerge from the box of chaos. And the slow build has been, I was going to share a quick story about how Jim saved my career and certainly couldn't have known it because he didn't know me. I was just a clone like you. So 15 years ago this month, I had wrapped up a short stint on the Palouse. That's Pullman, Washington. Lovely place. And think about the circle of life. Now I'm very lucky to work for the Pac-12 networks. But I had grown up in the suburbs of New York City. I went to a college in the San Francisco Bay Area. Got very lucky to get a TV job at the age of 22. I was on Easy Street for a long time. Well, like anything else in life, you have ups and downs. And about 9 years into my career, I had sort of hit the wall. And the Glib Young Man Act can only get you so far. Now it's gotten me into this chair, filling in for Jim. So I decided I had done enough. The phone wasn't ringing. I was going to go to graduate school and figure out a way to work in the business and not be on the air. Mostly so I don't have to take your phone calls. So, grad school ain't cheap. Mom and dad weren't writing the check. I moved back in with my parents at the age of 33. Yes, things were going very well for me. Getting ready to go back to graduate school. I wound up going to USC, but I would make a point every day of listening to Jim, and like a lot of you, the jungle became sort of my extended radio family, and it kept me just engaged enough in sports because I was bitter at the industry. I had given up to a degree because I thought, this is a terrible business. Why do I want these people to dictate my fortune and future? But listening to Jim every day with his unique perspective and the sense of camaraderie we have here in the jungle kept me engaged as a sports fan because I stopped watching games. I didn't care that much. And then thankfully the phone called and I got a job that led to another job while I was going to grad school. But I credit Jim, I think a lot of you would have the same feeling, for giving us a reason to listen to the radio every day. And this was 15 years ago before everybody had a podcast and everybody had a hot take. Jim is a pioneer, an innovator, and undeniably deserves a place in the Hall of Fame. The staff is looking at me. Yes, I can do sincerity, just a little bit, but once you can fake that, you got a big future in TV. That's what I tell kids in my school of broadcasting, like Hogan. Okay, we'll get to Tiger Woods in a second. We already had a good Tiger Woods analysis in hour number one, provided by Robert Lucetich, the renowned golf writer. My man Hogan, who hopefully I was gentle with, 13, is a tough age to be calling into sports talk radio. There was a little bit of a hiccup, but I thought he finished strong. Let's go through the feedback on Twitter. Beaks in Studio City, give Hogan a golden ticket. I don't think I have that ability, but we'll work on that. Stephen H. Down, was that Hogan or Rogan? As in Rogan Loam.
Rogan Loam.
What do you think? We're going to have to check out the audio one more time. We'll get Jeff in Richmond to be the final judge. Beaks in Studio City. Did my kid just call? Signed, Iray. Finally, Brad James. Brad, father speak.
Greg@yahoo.com.
I wish I could have a lonely Father's Day just once. Signed, Antonio Cromartie. I'll leave it right there.
Boston, Houston, or what's their name? The Warriors.
Rack 'em. Best call so far. Let's see if you can do better. 1-800-636-8686. Couple minutes on Tiger Woods. And the fact that he is actually playing golf again is an achievement on some level. If you think about where he has been, not only in the wake of the personal problems in the summer of 2009, we forget he was outdueled by Y.E. Yang at the PGA Championship. And this is before the events of Thanksgiving. And for the first time that summer, Woods was mortal. Then we know what happened over Thanksgiving weekend. And we know all the fallout since then.
It's all in a police report.
And a player who is in his early 40s battling his body just to stay healthy enough to get back on the course. So, if we're just talking about a player, a premier player, the fact that he has achieved this comeback is a solid accomplishment. But we're not just talking about a generic individual. We're talking about a player who, during his fabulous run, was the most dominant athlete in the world. If you're too young to remember Tiger Woods at the height of his power, Hogan, throw it into YouTube or just ask your parents. It was a sensation. And that Tiger Woods is gone, and he's never coming back. But the fact that he is consistently making cuts, that he has a pair of top five finishes. I know he faded at the Masters, but part of me wants to believe because it's good for business. Because if Tiger wasn't in the field, I would probably have done 30 seconds of golf, and it would have been Phil Mickelson, always the bridesmaid, never the bride, a bride kind of tick. Tiger being back is phenomenal for all of us because we can talk a lot more golf knowing that the vast majority of you listening are Tiger Woods fans.
Tiger!
Far beyond anything, whether his glutes are activating or not, that's happening on the links. Now, what are reasonable expectations? We've been peppering you with the view from Las Vegas, and if you don't like gambling talk, you're going to have to find another passion, because now that we have the Supreme Court ruling and legalized gambling coming soon to a state near you, it's already in Delaware, on the way later this week to New Jersey, Vegas says he's got a shot. But why don't we just take it, I think, step by step from an elementary perspective? How are you defining this comeback if you're a Tiger fan? Is it good enough that you have the ability on a Saturday to plop down on the couch, turn on the tube, and he's on the course, and maybe he's competing? Maybe he got hot like he did at the Memorial when he dominated the field on a Saturday, although he went out early and the rest of the big names crushed Jack's event as well. Is it good enough that he's at least in contention, that he's healthy enough to play 18 holes of pain-free golf? Or, based on his own incredibly lofty expectations, should we be holding Tiger to a higher standard? Because it feels like longer than a decade, but it's been 10 years since he last won a major. 2008, when he outlasted Rocco Mediate on a Monday in that playoff at Torrey Pines here in Southern California. That is a lifetime ago in professional sports. He's not won a tournament of any kind dating back to 2013. And I know his entire career was based on one metric and one metric only, getting to at least 18 majors to tie Jack. Better yet, make it 19-20. That's not going to happen. Could he get hot? Certainly. Break it down to its core components. What does he need to do? Put together four solid rounds or one extraordinary round on one of the toughest tracks in the world against the best players going who are no longer intimidated by him. So, to me, I'm just looking for basic progress. Can he make the cut again? Can he be in the mix? Say page one of the leaderboard, if Fox ever puts it up, because they don't know what they're doing when it comes to golf coverage. But before we talk about Tiger winning majors, just win something. I don't care what it is. Give me a victory of any kind, and then we can have a more serious conversation about a legitimate comeback. 1-800-636-8686. Emails heating up. RomanHaveAtake.com. Open for business on Twitter. That's BW Weber, Weber with two B's. Straight ahead, back to the NBA. What are the chances LeBron actually stays in Cleveland? We'll find out when we check in with Brian Weber, back with you in for Jim Rome, CBS Sports Radio. We are winding down. That means the Sklar brothers are warming up. They're in studio tomorrow, and I may loan them Steve Kyler from BasketballInsiders.com. We are efforting, my favorite media word, attempting a conversation with my friend Steve. If Steve's unavailable in the next 5 minutes, we'll pay it forward, and he can inform the Sklars and you tomorrow all about LeBron James. Can anything slow down the Warriors? How about other players like Kawhi Leonard? That's all potentially on the way. I'm doing a better job, hopefully, in our remaining minutes of squeezing in more of your telephone calls. So let's head back to 1-800-636-8686. Here is Jonathan in South Dakota. Jonathan, you're in the jungle. What's up?
The Warriors and Cavaliers was a good series. I don't want to even get into that because the refs had something to do with that call last time. But congratulations on Jim Rome, you know, getting the Hall of Fame inductee and stuff. I think he should make it in there, ready to Hall of Fame. And I'm just asking, who would you pick right now, the greatest player, if the past time and this time, Phil Mickelson or Tiger Woods?
Is that a real question? I appreciate the phone call. Jonathan, before you go, have you voted for Romy? Let's get him into the National Radio Hall of Fame. I can't do this enough. Text the number 800-96000, 800-96000, or go to radiovote.com. You can cash your votes, and you can vote twice all the way through Monday, June 18th. Let's get Jim into the hall. It's overdue honor, although the folks who've already been enshrined certainly deserve the credit as well. Tiger versus Lefty. I'm not good with math. One has never won the U.S. Open, runner-up six times. The other has piled up 14 majors. I think I'll take Tiger Woods for 200. Thanks for playing. It's time now for
Tiger,
the Ask the Pros question, where you, the clones, get to submit a question at cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. And that's coming up after we have a good 10-minute conversation talking NBA with my good friend Steve Kyler from BasketballInsiders.com. Steve, we appreciate you taking the time. Before we talk about LeBron, let's start with the Warriors, who enjoyed their latest victory parade yesterday. If they can stay healthy, how many more championships do you think they can win?
You know, B, when you think about this way, Steph Curry's the oldest part of the core at 30, and then you start to go downhill from there. We just saw LeBron James at 33 post maybe his best season of his career. So if we're saying this group can stay together and stay in their peak for 3-4 more years, are we really talking about maybe 2-3 more championships? I think that's viable.
Steve, challenging to compare teams from different eras, but does winning 3 titles in 4 years and going back-to-back already put the Warriors in the same general category as Jordan's Bulls?
Not yet. One, I think everybody would universally believe that the East, in terms of talent, isn't nearly close to what Jordan had to face in terms of a West adversary to get there. But we're getting into an interesting spot here where you're talking about, are they as good as the Bad Boy Pistons? I think so. I think they've, you know, accomplished more in terms of 3. Are we talking about, you know, the San Antonio Spurs when Tim Duncan kind of went through that run where the Spurs were in it almost every other year? I think we're past that. So there may be a placeholder behind the Bulls, but look, there's a lot more left in the tank. And I don't think anybody in the Golden State Warriors is going to retire and go play baseball.
Talking hoops with Steve Kyler from BasketballInsiders.com. Steve, Warriors GM Bob Myers is a very sharp individual. What areas do you think he's going to try to focus on in the offseason, adding role players? Because this team got quality minutes from both Swaggy P and JaVale McGee.
Yeah, you know, one of the things they talked about is getting your bench a little bit younger. You know, the problem with having success is guys like, you know, Kevon Looney and Patrick McCaw, those guys are going to get money from other teams. So the youth that isn't part of the core and the youth that you're not going to spend $8, $9, $10 million a year long is going to go somewhere else. You've got to kind of replenish that. They're going to get a pretty good player out of the draft this year. They're drafting at the bottom of the first round. I think they could get a really nice player, certainly a shooter. You know, they love guys that can shoot. They need a little more help on the rebounding athleticism. I think Jordan Bell was a huge get for them. You saw how much they leaned on Kevon Looney. So, you know, those are the kinds of players. But they've talked about it. They've got to be smart about having, you know, Sean Livingston's not going to last forever. Andre Iguodala is not going to last forever. Those are the guys that are more likely to age out of what we'll call championship contention than, say, Steph Curry. But you also want to have a young guy that you could put in if somebody really does go down. And that starts to become real when you have this many minutes and this many games when you're playing to the finals 4 straight years. That adds up to almost a full season of additional playing time. That will catch up to guys.
Steve Kyler from BasketballInsiders.com is our guest here on CBS Sports Radio. Steve, the summer of LeBron will have so many layers attached to it. What role do you think his family could play in the decision? Could they try to sway him into staying in Cleveland? Because, you know, now leading basketball journalist Gary Payton says his kids have already decided what school they're going to in Southern California.
Yeah, you know, this is always the funny thing, is everybody's looking for the tea leaves to the decision. Oh, they were looking at houses. Oh, they're going to put their kids in school. You know, as much as you can say, Gary Payton's telling you they're going to school in California, Bronny Jr. just won a middle school championship in Ohio. So what does that really mean? There's been talk that, you know, he's enrolled and ready to go to St. Vincent, St. Mary. What does that really mean? I don't know that it means anything. When LeBron makes his decision, they can certainly pull kids out of whatever school they put them in. I don't think the deposit's going to matter too much. But look, I think there's a huge factor here for LeBron in terms of his family. LeBron has said as much. His best friend Dwayne Wade has said as much. You know, LeBron is sending a lot of signals that if the Cavaliers get aggressive, and I think this will be the big tell, if the Cavaliers get aggressive around next NBA draft and go get a Kemba Walker, go get a marquee player, and really start to build a more formidable team in the East that can maybe compete with Philadelphia and Boston and show LeBron there's a reason to stay. I think if they do that, he might be more willing to stay than anybody in the system or Southern California wants to do.
NBA free agency can't start until the end of the month, but it's already getting warmer, and we're taking you across the association with Steve Kyler from BasketballInsiders.com. Steve, if you believe the notion LeBron is going to the Lakers, what's the possibility he can get Chris Paul to join him? Remember, Paul was a Laker for about 10 minutes until David Stern blew up the trade.
I think it's slim simply because, you know, Houston made the trade for Chris Paul, understanding that Chris was doing him a huge favor in opting in, leaving significant money on the table that he could have gotten in a free agent deal to get himself to Houston under the pretense that this summer they would reward him with a big-time contract. And, you know, I've already heard reports that he's not going to take a penny less than that. And the team that's been offering the most money is the Houston Rockets. Now, you want to have a 38-year-old Chris Paul owed $44 million, that becomes a big question, but Daryl Morey has already said they're willing to do whatever it takes to get a championship back in Houston, and keeping Chris Paul will be a big part of that. Now, if Houston blinks on the money, all bets are off, and maybe LeBron can slay him, but the team that can offer Chris Paul the most money is the team he would get on to the Western Conference Finals.
Steve, how about the Southern California native Paul George? What do you make of the New York Times report? It's 50-50. He'll stay in OKC. Certainly not adding a lot of clarity with that news report.
Well, you know, you and I have talked about this on your show, is that, you know, there was a real sense that for the first time Paul George's career, really since he played with Danny Granger, that he was with not only one superstar in you know, Russell Westbrook, but also having Carmelo Anthony, a player he looks up to personally, and it was just easier. You know, the organization is first class, everything with players in mind. They have a great coach in Billy Donovan, and I think Paul had a lot of fun this year. So people look at his stats or look at the fact that they didn't get as far as maybe everybody wanted them to go, but I think Paul had a lot of fun playing with those guys, and I think to discount the appeal of that to the uncertainty of a new team, you know, this is where it's going to come into play. Is does Paul really feel like he's closer to a championship there? He talks a lot about wanting to win.
Steve, a final thought on Kawhi Leonard. Do you think the relationship can be salvaged between him and the Spurs and will San Antonio write him the massive check for the Supermax contract?
Well, I had dinner with somebody in New York a week or so ago who said, you know, look, he's ready to be back. Now, look, I think $219 million is ready to be back, and there's no question that they've got a lot of things to talk through. But I think the narrative of Kawhi wanting out isn't necessarily as true. But, you know, Adrian Wojnarowski at ESPN wrote a great article about the fact that the Spurs aren't just going to roll over a $219 million check either. They're going to want to get in the room and make sure both parties are still very committed to each other. And it seems like, at least at this point, they are. The Spurs want to see it work, and Kawhi wants to see it work. We'll see what happens when they get in the room. You know, Greg Popovich has talked, you know, players who are much further on the ledge than Kawhi seems to be back into the boat. I think he'll do the same thing with Kawhi Leonard.
Steve, as always, we appreciate the insights. You're the best. Thanks so much for joining us again today here on CBS Sports Radio.
Anytime, dude. Be well.
Steve Kyler, BasketballInsiders.com, is so generous he might join the Sklars tomorrow, hopefully from a landline. Was he in the submarine? I love Steve. How much time do we have left in the show? I should know this as a professional. 5 minutes. Can I do my rant on landlines? And now Steve is a wonderful man. He's available. He's willing to come on and share his knowledge. And this is not directed at Steve at all. However, when I win the lottery, I'm getting every guest a landline. Oh, folks, can I take you back to the era of beepers and payphones, answering machines? Oh, it was a wonderful time. In fact, it's getting me nostalgic because I owe you the answer to the O'Reilly Auto Parts Ask the Pros question. Jesper from Ohio, Jesper Parnovic. Now, enjoying life in middle America. Brian, as a Stanford grad, do you take pride in all the national championship the school wins, or do you just acknowledge it because nobody else plays those sports? Plenty of teams play water polo, tough guy. But seriously, who was the better Stanford running back, Christian McCaffrey, Toby Gerhart, Glenn Milburn. Where is touchdown Tommy Vardell? All right. I actually covered Glenn Milburn. I did his games. That's how old I am. If we're just going to put it in context, Toby Gerhart arguably should have won the Heisman, runner-up. Christian McCaffrey definitively should have won the Heisman. He got robbed. I'll go younger, and I'll go versatile. Plus, I think McCaffrey laying the foundation year one in Carolina. Remember, he was their leading receiver as a running back for a much better run professionally than Gerhart, who just couldn't make the transition to the pros. I know this is a college question, but I'll be prisoner of the moment. I will go Christian McCaffrey to pay off the Riley Auto Parts Ask the Pros question. That gets us to the huge call of the day.
LeBron leaving Cleveland.
Okay. What do you think is going to happen?
I think he's going to go to Boston, Houston, or what's their name? The Warriors.
Okay. So you really think he's going to the Warriors, Hogan?
Yeah.
And why do you think that would make any sense?
Because I did say Boston. Boston needs some more good players, too.
Hogan from Pennsylvania, just 13 years old. I'm glad I sound like a prosecutor. I'm a district attorney squeezing a teenager. Please get to the point. Great job, Hogan. I encourage you to call any show that I'm hosting. Do not go into sports media. Because when you do, you got to handle a read like this to end the show. If you want maximum performance from your car, you could use an Edge, Castrol Edge. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology is 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown as tested in the Kurt Orban test in the 5W40 VisGrade. It helps fight friction and delivers outstanding level performance. Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. In our remaining minutes, because if I'm lucky, I'll be back in July. And we don't take any of these opportunity for granted. And I'm always rushing out the door. Let's take a breath and acknowledge the people that matter. Always a pleasure to sit in for Jim. Thanks to Craig Kitchen, Mr. Rome, Adam Hawk, who decided Weber's here. I'm not working today. Our great production team, the fabled XR4TI. Keith Arnold was tough on you. I can't wait to read these tweets. The Taskmaster giving me a little more business to attend to in our remaining moments. I want to take more calls. Alvin DeLauro, the best in the business running the board. Thank you for the calls. The tweets, the emails were phenomenal today. If you want to keep the conversation going on Twitter, it is BW Weber, Weber with two Bs. And remember, keep voting for Jim. He deserves to be inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. Long overdue. Text the number 800-800-296-000. Or go to radiovote.com. You can vote through Monday, vote twice. And then we all not only get to enjoy the honor that Jim so richly deserves, I want to enjoy the payoff of what's coming out of that box of chaos. Got time for one more tweet. Phoenix Roden, Tiger's iron game is not impressive as mine. Yours, Ewan N. So we've ended on a high note. All right. My predictions can't be wrong because I'm not here tomorrow. The Sklars will have to clean up the mess, and then when Jim comes back from vacation. Tiger Woods will make the cut, but not really be a factor. Top 20. So we're seeing the incremental steps moving towards Tiger really being back, which we're all looking for, as we discussed earlier with Robert Lucetich from our relationship in the past at FoxSports.com. Where is LeBron going? I think the next time I'm lucky enough to be here, we'll have the latest decision. He can't stay in Cleveland. Did you see game one of the NBA Finals? He's got no help, and he can't attract another big name to make it a quote-unquote big three with Kevin Love. He's going to the Lakers. The question is LeBron plus Paul George and the young talent good enough? We'll discuss if I'm fortunate enough to be invited back next month. This is Brian Weber, always having a great time.